the Yesaidus, which we discussed last week, that our Emuna is based on Mesaira, not from one person who got up and told us that he had revelations and such things, but the whole Klal Yisrael saw it and it passed down to us. These Yesaidus are Mavuel in the Psukim, in the Rishayim, and today we'll go Lahalacha, even though there are many approaches to Emuna, instinct which we have Bekabbalah from Avraham Avinu, philosophy which isn't really determining, seeing the Rabbanei Shalom from the environment and from ourselves, but there's a mitzvah of Emuna. And in the Rambam, which he wrote on mitzvahs, as opposed to the Meirin Nevuchim, which he wrote on philosophy, he explains the mitzvah of Emuna, the mitzvah of Emuna. And also, the mitzvah of Emuna in the Torah. Why do we believe in the Torah? So he says, in Perek Shmini of Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, Moshe Rabbeinu Lai Haminu Ba Yisrael Mepnei Aisai She'asa. Yidin didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu with a full emuna because he showed them certain tricks. There's always something in the trick that in the circuses you have them, people do things, they take off the hat and they show that it's empty, then they put on the hat and they take off the hat and then a squirrel jumps out of the hat. There are tricks of doing it. You can do these things by doing something which the eye doesn't see, and they make a certain trick. So Yidin didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because he showed them ISIS. If somebody believes because of Isis, there's still a little small little question mark in his heart. Maybe did it with trickery. All the Isis that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the Midbar wasn't to prove Emuna. It was because he needed the ice alone. Lo lav yiraya ala nevua. He needed to drown the Mitzrayim. Karasayam v'tzlilam b'soichay. Tzrachnu l'mazon. We needed food. Hered lanu v'saman. Shamu. They were thirsty. Bakel anasa evan. Kafra bayadas kairach. Bala ois in the earth. The earth swallowed them in. V'chein shakala oisais. Uvameh aminu bay. Why did Yidin believe in Moshe Rabbeinu? Our own eyes saw. It's not that we listened to somebody who gave us an account of what he saw. Our own ears heard. So, in other words, like I told you last week, by Matan Torah, Yidin were Nevi'im. Every Yid, all the millions of Yidin who were there, were Nevi'im. The Rabbanei Shalom spoke to them. V'cheinu Oymer, Panim b'panim dibur Hashem b'machem. The Rebbe spoke to you face to face. It's not that he sent us somebody to speak to us. The Rabbanei Shalom alone spoke to us. V'nema, it isn't that we got it from our fathers, and our fathers, who are individual people, told us what they told us. No, the entire nation saw it. Umenayin Shemaimid Hasinai Levadi Huarayal in the Vua, say she emes, Shame by Daifi, Shne Mahini and Naichi Boy Lecha Biava Unan, in Pasha Shmais, Trebisha says, in Yisrael, Trebisha says, I'm coming to you through the clouds, Bavo Yishmaha Umbedabri Imach, that they should hear me talking to you, Vigam Bechay Aminu Liyalam, and therefore they're going to believe in you forever. In other words, we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because we were all Nevi'im and we saw the Rabbeinu Shalom talking to Moshe and appointing him to give us the Torah. Michlal, Shekaidim Dava Zala Yamina Baina Manashi Medus Li'ayram. Before that, yes, they did believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, but not with a perfect emuna. El in the Manashi Shachar Hira Machshava. It was an emuna that you could ask certain questions. Yes, it's very true what's happening. It's very convincing. But still, you can ask a shayla. But by the Har Sinai, all the Yidden were Nevi'im. And Rabban Yishradim gave them the Aseres HaDibreis. And on the Har Sinai, the Rabban Yishradim spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and we as Nevi'im heard the Rabban Yishradim speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he appointed him to give the rest of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. In the Parshas Shemais, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, maybe they won't believe me, so the Pasuk says that the Rabbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'zeh lecha oiski anoichi shalachticha." They will believe you, and they'll believe that I sent you. But tziach esamim in Mitzrayim, when you're going to take them out of Mitzrayim, tavden esolekim aloar hazeh. So on this very mountain, where the Rabbeinu Shalom first appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu on the Har Chayiriv, this very mountain was the mountain on which they were mekabel later the Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shalom says they're going to believe you because you're going to be Kabbalah the Torah on this mountain, and they're going to see that you are appointed. So therefore, lefikach, im amat hanavi, if a navi would appear, v'yasa aisaisim maifsim gedayilim, and it makes big maifsim, uvikish l'hakrish nivarasa ishem Moshe Rabbeinu, and he wants to be makrish, he wants this refute the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says the Rabbeinu Shalom told me something else. Ein shayman lai, we don't listen to him. V'yanu yaiden bebi yoshaisen ha'isis balot v'kishefein, and we know that those isis which he made was with certain tricks. L'fish nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu ein al pi ha'isis. The nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is not because he showed us some miracles. K'deish narach isis zeh lo isis zeh, that we should compare these miracles to his miracles and see who shows bigger miracles. Ella but b'yeinenu re'inua. We don't believe Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles that he showed us, but we saw ubazneinu shmanua, and we heard it k'moshe shamahu, the way he heard it. Halom adavar azadayme. So what is it similar to? Li'edim shayidu li'adam adavar shara b'yeinav shayinei k'moshe shara. If two witnesses would come to me, or I'd say, we're a Besdin, we're the Sanhedrin, and two Eidos are going to come to the Sanhedrin and say, it's dark outside and the moon is shining and the stars. We won't believe it. Either Torah says, listen to two Eidos, but when the Besdin knows that it's day, no two Eidos can tell us it's night. So when somebody is going to come and he's going to be makrish the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, by us it's as clear as day that now is day that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is emes, because we were in the Nevi'im and we heard, we were mekabel b'nevuah that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give us the rest of the Torah, and we have to listen to him. So we know that the Reidei Shekel. Lefikach amra ta'ira shem ba'is v'amai face le'seshma devrian Rabbi Yehu. Even if that miracle which he promises comes to be, don't listen to him. Sherei zeh ba elecha b'yaisa v'amai face lahakrish ma shereisa b'anecha. He wants to be makrish what you saw with your own eyes. V'hayo v'en anu ma'minim b'amai face on the p'nei ha-mitzvah sh'tzuvanu ma'isha. Heich nekabu m'yaisa zeh sheba lahakrish nevasa shemai. It's true that if a Navi would come to us and tell us to do certain things, not to be mevatel with the Torah, but maybe sometimes even to be mevatel with the Torah, not in a permanent oifen, just temporarily, like Eli Navi did. You're not allowed to be makriv a korban. Once Yerushalayim is built up by Shlomo HaMelech, you're not allowed to be makriv a korban. The Torah says so. You can't be makriv a korban elsewhere. It must be in Yerushalayim. So Eli HaNavi came, and he was makriv a korban on the Har HaKarmel, and he made a maifest that the fire should come down to the Yidden on the Har HaKarmel, but not to the Avdei HaBaal. And we believe Eli HaNavi told us to do it in Aveira, to be a makriv a korban outside of Yerushalayim. On a temporary oifen, a Navi has the right to do it, but not in a permanent oifen. It's called a hayras sha'a, on a temporary oifen. Or there's one aveira that he can't tell us to do. This also the psukim tell us in Parshas Re'eh, even on a temporary oifen, to worship Avodah Zarah. So we believe in Eli HaNavi because the Rabbanu Shalom told us to listen to the Navi, Eilef Dishmalim. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom told us to listen to two Eidus. When two Eidus come to the Sanhedrin, we're not perfectly sure that these Eidus say the truth. It already happened that Eidus said Shekel. By Achav, with the story of Naveis Yisraeli, two Eidus came and said that Naveis cursed the king, and it wasn't true, and he was put to death. Well, the Rabbanu Shalom conducts the affairs of the world. If it happens, it was with the Gzaira of the Rabbanu Shalom. But we listened, the Sanhedrin listened to the Eidus, because it's a mitzvah to listen to the Eidus. Abishnayim Eidim Yakim Dava. But not that we are convinced in the logical sense that the two Eidus are saying the whole truth. Of course we try, we make the chakirais and the drishais, and we ask them questions. When did it happen? What time did it happen? Under what kind of a tree? What was the color of the figs of the tree? Were they white figs or black figs? What color tie did he wear? What color suit did he wear? We ask him all these shailas, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, to really try to the best of our ability to prove that the Eidus aren't saying any shekel. But it isn't 100% foolproof, but it's a mitzvah to listen to the Eidus. It's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi, but not because we are convinced that the miracles that the Navi shows us are true miracles. But it's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi under the circumstances that we do listen to the Navi. To Hainu, under the conditions. The Torah gives us the conditions. If we know that this Navi was a tzaddik all through his life, and he kept the Torah, and he's a Talmud Chacham, and he shows aid, and he shows us miracles over and over and over again, and becomes Mikuyim, then after many such episodes, then we're supposed to listen to him, like the Rambam explains elsewhere. But not that it's 100% foolproof. It's a mitzvah to listen to the Navi, like it's a mitzvah to listen to the Eidus. But if a Navi would come and tell us otherwise than what we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu and says that the Rabbeinu Shalom tells us to do an Aveira on a permanent basis, then we can't listen to the Navi. Because we listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is foolproof. Because the entire nation saw it. Our own eyes saw it. Our own ears heard it. Panim bepanim dibur Hashem aleichem mitoich ha'esh. And where is there a guy gadol that the Rabbeinu Shalom appeared to them? Umi guy gadol Hashem ha'om kail alim adaber eilad mitoich ha'esh kasha. The pasuk says, "Ask from all days." Was it ever recorded in history? Did it ever happen that a nation should hear, an entire nation should hear the voice of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should speak to you like it happened to you, Yidden? So therefore, this is our Messiah. B'derech Kalal, the Rambam speaks here about listening to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi Emes and that the Torah, and that Moshe Emes was a Rasa Emes, and from which one of the Ikrim, in which one of the Ikrim is rooted? Ani ma'ami b'muna shalayim she'tayras Moshe Rabbeinu haya av la'neviyim la'abayim lefanev v'la'abayim achrav. How do we know the Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu we are sure of because we all saw and we all heard the way he was appointed to give us the Torah. But the other things which we saw really also show us the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And I'd like to read you from the Yismach Moshe. Somebody wrote him a letter and he asked the Shaila that the Yetzer Hara keeps on bugging him, how do you know that the Torah is true? And he puts fakers into his mind. So the Yismach Moshe answers, Masha she'alta eitzer lenotza meyada Yetzer Hara. You're asking a Yetzer to relieve yourself from the thoughts of the Yetzer Hara hamavalbal oisecha, that confuses you, behurim with thoughts, umatolachas feika is biachtas Hashem is berech, ak she'ena tamaydalai, you don't believe the Yetzer Hara, you still believe in Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but he tortures you with such feikas, mikama kemena te yedei bemali natsu mimenu, but you don't know what to retort. You want me to write to you a proof on the achdus of Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Shel yichal yitzar alashav v'lechad da'at kein dvarecha. Tshuva. The answer is like this. I'm not going to discuss philosophy with you. I'm going to tell you from the Torah. Kidrache adachin noyam. For who? The chau bar das yoid ha kabbalah hanem sheches mirah b'marayim b'yenayim. Every bar das must be made a certain messiah that was given to a multitude of people that saw it with their eyes. Lo yipa bayasheka b'shemayim. That b'shemayim can be false. Ki eich yisaper adam levnoi shekach v'kach ra b'yenav. How can one person make up a story which isn't true? And he tells his son, this and this I saw. V'shishim ribi anashim imay. And there were 600,000 people with me. A father tells his son, I saw this and this, and there were 6,000 people with me that also saw it. Shiro ukach. V'yiyye shekach as v'shalom. How can this be shekach? Ki teikef yisvada la yashekach. V'diburim b'nei adam. When you speak to the other people who find out the shekach. Ki kodim yakhishu, I say. They're all going to be makhishim, that it isn't true. A person says to his son, I saw Matan Torah, together with 600,000 people. And then he goes out in the street and says, did you see it? He asks an older man, did you see it? He asks the younger man, did your father tell you that you saw it? And nobody knows about it. Can't be true. So if there were 600,000 men, plus their women, plus their children, millions of people, that saw Matan Torah, and they saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it was written down in the Torah, and they got the Torah. And those people who got the Torah, there were probably millions of them who witnessed all these things, and they saw it written down in the Torah, and everybody got the same Torah, and nobody came to say, how come something is recorded in this Torah which I didn't see? This passed down to their children, and this to their children, and this to their children. Al kein, therefore, kabbalaseinu, that which we were mikabel, our mesayre, our heritage, hanimshech, hakom mishish mri beroyim, lo yitzuya shakech has b'shodem b'shemayfim. It can't be false. The al kein, nesameis miyayid, this verifies very much, hachokala umais, nisi mitzrayim, the nisim of Mitzrayim. He says, all the nations believe it. The nations don't say that it isn't true. The Goyim say that it's true. The Christians must be made that there was Matan Torah and Yetzias Mitzrayim. They accept the Old Testament because this was given down to from a multitude. The inhabitants must accept that. So therefore, even Kala Umais believe in Nisei Mitzrayim, Ukriyas Yamsuf, V'yamud Eish V'yonan, U'be'era Mizgalgal, U'mon, U'mabris Nachalei Arnon, the Nisim that happened with Nachalei Arnon, the Nisim Matan Torah, Uvikiyas Yarden, that the Yarden was cracked and they passed across, because Yeshua wrote down the Sefer Yeshua, Vamidas Hashemesh, when the sun stopped in the middle of the sky, when the Filas Chaymei Sirichai, Ublias Kairach, Ukemayim, the Amathli Plois, and the one who made all these wonders, who are nice in the Torah? He's the one that gave us the Torah. And it was recorded, and those people that saw it written down in the Torah, they were the witnesses to really to what happened. V'imkeinus ames ko mashikasa b'Torah. So everything that's written in the Torah is verified. V'arei achdus Hashem isbach mevuah b'Torah b'feirish u'menei ein leizuah. You can't budge. You see it clearly. There's nothing to argue on that. This is the Messiah that we have. Last week I started off with the Kasha on this week's Sedra. This week it says Achodesh Ezelachem, and Rashi in the beginning of the Torah, the first piece of Rashi says, asks, why did the Torah start with Achodesh Ezelachem? Why didn't the Torah start with Bereishis? The Torah should have started off with Achodesh Ezelachem, which is Mitzvah Rishayna Shenitztavu Yisrael, the first Mitzvah that Yidden were given. Why doesn't the Torah start with the first Mitzvah? So we asked, it isn't the first Mitzvah. Mila is the first Mitzvah. Then afterwards came Gidon Asher and the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Nayach we have there in Bereishis. Achodesh Ezelachem isn't the first Mitzvah. But the way we saw now in the Rambam, Achodesh Ezelachem is the first Mitzvah. Because Avraham Avinu, to him was given Mitzvah Smila. We don't believe in Avraham Avinu because he was given Mitzvah Smila. That's why we have to be Mala. Avraham Avinu was a Yachid. We're not convinced in what Yechidim tell us. Do you know why we have Mitzvah Smila? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down in the Torah and he told us that Avraham Avinu was Mikabel Mitzvah Smila. So it's really Moshe Rabbeinu from whom we have Mitzvah Smila. It's not from Avraham Avinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that Avraham Avinu had the Mitzvah of Mila. Moshe Rabbeinu told us that Yankov Avinu was given the Mitzvah of Gidon Asher. So which is the first Mitzvah that we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu? Achodesh Ezelachem. So that's why Rashi says that Achodesh Ezelachem is the first Mitzvah Shenistavu Yisrael. That's the first Mitzvah that we heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, because we're in the Viyim, Klal Yisrael and Matan Torah were in the Viyim, and they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the Torah. So Mila, Pidyon HaBen is all because of Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know the story of Avraham Avinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Chodesh Ezelachem is the first mitzvah. With this, we're going to understand the Lashon of the Ikel, of one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which states, אני מאמין באמונה של האמא שמשה רבנו היה אב לנביאים לקדמם לפניו ולבואים אחריו. משה רבנו זה אב to all the Nevi'im that were before him and after him. What's pshat before him? It means that even the Nevi'im that were before him, like Avram Avinu and Yankov Avinu, it's all because of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Nevi'im that came after him, like Eliyahu HaNavi and Yeshaya and Yirmiyah and all those, we believe only because of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to listen to the Nevi'im. And it was Moshe Rabbeinu that told us about Avram Avinu. Everything comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the Yesod of our Emunah. And this is the Tzura of the Mitzvah of Emunah. To believe it in Messiah. Because that's how the Torah puts it down in Parshas Yisrei, that we should believe in the Torah, and it's repeated many, many times in the Sefer Dvarim, Pan v'panim dibar Hashem aleichem, and I gave you the Torah, and therefore, tihil chayeichem v'ach yameichem, and believe in the Torah, because you saw it, and were mekabel it, by the Har Sinai, b'nevuah.